Welcome in, everyone, to Lively Lewis Stories.
That's right. We're back with even more awesome adventures with Levi and Ivy.
Set your story time meter to fun and get ready to join the Lively Lewis crew.
All you need is your imagination and...
Off we go!
I can't wait to see where our story takes us today.
Have you ever wanted to get more Lively Lewis in your life?
Well, we've got you covered.
Grab an adult and zoom over to livelylewisshop.com.
Or just click on the link in our show notes.
Enough about that. Let's get to today's super Lively Lewis story.
Waking up in a magical new world wasn't that unusual for Levi and Ivy. They loved an amazing adventure and somehow always found themselves right in the middle of one. So when they opened their eyes expecting a normal Saturday, that was far from what they got. Levi? This isn't our house, said Ivy as she shook her brother awake. This isn't even our neighborhood or the real world. Levi rubbed his eyes and sat up slowly from his bed of pine needles and cool green moss. Was I just asleep on the ground in a forest? Asked Levi, looking around in disbelief as the forest covered in giant trees, cascading crystal waterfalls, and thousands of toadstools in every color of the rainbow stretched out before him. Looks like we're in the middle of another Levi and Ivy adventure, called out Ivy with a giggle as she bounced from toadstool to toadstool. Levi didn't want to miss a second of the fun or the adventure, so he jumped up from his forest bed and joined his sister. They ran through the forest until it opened up into a beautiful field covered in colorful flowers. The air smelled sweet, the breeze was cool, and the sun felt warm on their faces as the day unfolded before them. I wonder what we'll do today, Levi began to ask, not knowing that someone else was listening to his question and already had their day all mapped out. Do you hear that? Asked Ivy as she stopped mid-twirl in the air and looked at Levi. It sounds like a little squeak. Levi stopped jumping and listened carefully. He heard it too, and it sounded like the squeaks were coming from down by their feet. The long field grasses tickled their legs as they moved about slowly trying to find out what, or who, was making the sound. And it didn't take long before they got their answer.
Levi! Shouted Ivy. Don't move! Look!
Ivy pointed down by Levi's feet, and there they both saw a tiny and very worried-looking chipmunk.
Something tells me she needs our help, said Levi.
Oh, really? Answered Ivy.
Was it the constant squeaking to get our attention or the tiny sign she's holding that says, I need your help?
I would say a combination of the two, answered Levi, bending down to say hello to their new little friend.
Hello down there. What seems to be the problem?
The little chipmunk looked exhausted and very concerned about something. She also looked a little bit relieved to finally have gotten Levi and Ivy's attention.
Oh, thank you! I'm so glad you finally stopped, said the chipmunk between deep breaths. My name is Emmeline, and I have a case for you.
A case? Thought Levi and Ivy. What is she talking about?
A case for us? Began Ivy.
What do you mean? This sounds like the beginning of a pretty cool adventure, added Levi as they listened closely to what Emmeline had to say next.
Yes, a case for you two best detectives in the magic forest, said Emmeline, still huffing and puffing from her long run. My friend has gone missing and I need your help to find her.
Levi and Ivy looked at each other, still quite confused, wondering why out of everyone in the magic forest, they were the two that Emmeline was looking for.
Why us? Asked Ivy, picking up Emmeline in her hand. Why do you think we're detectives who can help solve the mystery of your missing friend?
At this point, Emmeline looked a little confused herself. She took a deep breath, trying to calm herself down, and pointed to Ivy's shirt. Ivy looked down to see what she was pointing at, and that's when Levi did the same. It was then that they saw, on both of their shirts, the words Magic Forest Detective Agency in big gold letters. And under that tagline, no case too big or too small or too magical.
Oh,
Levi blurted out. Emmeline wants us to find her friend because we're Magic Forest detectives. He smiled for a moment before looking down at his shirt again and blurting out,
we're Magic Forest detectives?
It looks like it, answered Ivy. I guess that's why we're here.
Well, that at least solves one mystery, said Levi.
Maybe we are detectives. That was pretty easy.
Levi, can you please focus? Said Ivy. We were obviously brought to this magical world to help Emmeline find her friend, and that's what we're going to do.
Don't worry, Emmeline. We'll help you out.
The Magic Forest detectives are on the case.
Emmeline was so excited she hugged Levi and Ivy and didn't want to waste another minute telling them exactly why she needed their help.
"Thank you so much for saying you'll help," began Emmeline, still a little out of breath. "I need your help to find my friend,
Eugene?" said Levi, sounding very excited to help.
"Eunice? Ulysses?"
No, my friend Unicorn," said Emmeline. "Her name is Wonder, and we always meet in the morning in our favorite spot by the stream to have breakfast and plan our day. We love playing together, and she would never miss our morning meetup without letting me know. She wasn't there this morning, and when I went to her house, she wasn't there either. You need to help me find her. She's my best friend."
Emmeline looked down at the ground and began to cry. Levi and Ivy knew this was serious, and they would do everything they could to find Wonder.
"Oh, please don't cry, Emmeline," said Levi. "You have the Magic Forest detectives on the case now, and we won't sleep until we find Wonder."
"Thank you," said Emmeline. "I don't know what I would have done if I didn't find you two."
"Let's start by looking for some clues," said Ivy, ready to start the investigation. "Let's go back to your favorite spot by the stream. Maybe Wonder left behind some clues we can follow to find her." The three friends walked back into the forest and headed toward the sound of a peaceful stream. The water was the color of sapphires and sparkled like a million diamonds as the sun rays hit the water through the branches of the trees above.
"What a beautiful place," said Levi.
"I can see why it's your favorite."
"Wonder showed it to me the first day I moved to the Magic Forest just about a month ago," said Emmeline. "We were friends instantly, and I never missed a day together since. And that's why I'm so surprised when I arrived this morning and Wonder isn't here."
Ivy was listening, but also looking. She glanced around the area, trying to find anything they could to help her and Levi find Wonder. That's when she saw it. In the berry bushes, by the edge of the stream, she saw a ripped piece of paper. When Ivy picked it up, she saw the letters E-A-S. Unfortunately for them, that's all the paper said. It had been ripped from a larger piece of paper, so the rest of the word was a mystery.
"Look what I found!"
called out Ivy, hoping maybe Levi or Emmeline could help figure out what the words in the letter may have gone to. However, neither of them could, even after they stared at the torn piece of paper in Ivy's hand for a few minutes. But the clue wasn't a total loss. Emmeline was able to tell them for sure that those letters had been written by Wonder. And that's because they were written in sparkle rainbow ink, the only kind of ink that Wonder writes in.
"So we have our first clue," said Levi happily, "even if we don't know what it means."
"Don't get discouraged," said Ivy to Emmeline.
"This is a good start. Why don't you bring us around to some of the other places in the Magic Forest? Maybe someone saw Wonder today and they can help us find her."
Emmeline thought that sounded like a great idea and walked Levi and Ivy to the shops just inside the giant circle of towering pines. They decided to start at the bakery. First off, because Emmeline knew Wonder loved sweet treats, and second, because none of them had had breakfast yet. And we all know you can't solve a missing unicorn case on an empty stomach. After they each enjoyed a muffin and a glass of juice, they began looking around for more clues. It wasn't long until Levi found something. And was that something another muffin? Yes. But he also found some shimmery, glittery hoof prints on the floor.
"Would these by any chance be hoof prints made by a unicorn?" asked Levi to Emmeline as she nibbled on another breakfast treat.
"Absolutely!" exclaimed Emmeline.
"But how do you know they were made by Wonder?" asked Ivy.
"There are unicorns all over the forest."
"I know it was Wonder by the W in the center of each print," answered Emmeline with a smile on her face.
It was the first time Levi and Ivy had seen her smile since they met her. Levi and Ivy followed the hoof prints toward the counter and asked the little elf working there if he had seen Wonder that morning. The elf looked slightly suspicious, answered them with a quick, "Nope," and ran into the back saying he had to make more muffins.
"That was strange," said Levi.
Ivy and Emmeline thought his behavior was odd as well, as if he knew more than he was letting on, but for some reason couldn't say it. They knew they were onto something and didn't want to waste any more time. They continued on with their investigation, which led them to the general store next to the bakery. By following the shimmery, glittery hoof prints, they found themselves inside the little store, surrounded by many different items. Everything from art supplies, to toys, to food, and even
cards,
called out Ivy.
"The hoof prints lead back to this rack full of cards."
Emmeline and Levi ran over to Ivy, who was standing in front of a whole bunch of cards. Maybe if we find out what kind of card Wonder was getting, it will help us figure out where she is today, suggested Ivy. But there were so many cards on the rack, and Wonder could have picked any of them. Maybe Wonder had a baby shower to go to, began Levi. Or maybe someone she knew was sick, and she was getting them a get-well card. Or maybe someone is moving into a new house, or got a new bike, or just moved and got a new bike. There are so many options. Guessing which card Wonder picked seems impossible. And just like that, when they asked the elf at the bakery if he had seen Wonder, the little fairy behind the counter at the general store simply replied with a quick and unconvincing, "Nope," before giving some excuse about needing more bags and flying off into the back room. Looking frustrated with the lack of answers, Ivy suggested that they all follow the hoof prints again. Emlyn followed along as the three walked out of the general store and over to a very tiny store inside a hollowed-out spruce tree. It was far too small for Wonder to go inside. Levi and Ivy as well, but just the right size for Emlyn, a tiny chipmunk, who hopped inside to look around. It was her favorite little shop in all of the Magic Forest that sold tiny chipmunk-sized clothes and accessories. Emlyn loved headbands and wore one every day. Levi and Ivy were hoping they would get the answer they were looking for at this store. But when Emlyn walked out with her head hung low and a frown on her face, they knew they were out of luck. The little chipmunk that worked there just said, "Nope," when asked if Wonder had been in, just like everyone else, said a very disappointed Emlyn.
"I think we've reached the end of this mystery. I think Wonder maybe just doesn't want to be my friend anymore, and maybe she didn't want to tell me and make me feel bad, so she just left."
"No way, Emlyn," started Levi. "You're awesome, and anyone would be lucky to be your friend." "He's right," added Ivy. "The clues we found at all these shops and the scrap of torn paper we found by the stream all add up to something. We just don't know what it is right now, but give us some time and we'll figure it out." Emlyn wanted more than anything to believe Levi and Ivy, so she agreed to give them until the end of the day and then sadly walked off to be by herself for a little while. Levi and Ivy spent the rest of the day trying to piece together the clues they had gotten. But as the sun was beginning to set, they still didn't have an answer. And now they had to tell Emlyn. The sweet little chipmunk was understandably upset, but Levi and Ivy, not ready to give up, told Emlyn to come back in the morning. She agreed and walked off quietly to her house in the trunk of a little pine tree to try and get some sleep. Levi and Ivy stayed up all night going over and over the clues. After all, they told Emlyn they would not rest until they solved her case. Thankfully for them, it was about midnight when Ivy finally stood up and exclaimed, "I think I figured it out!" Then she told Levi what she thought had happened to Wonder, and Levi agreed completely. They were so excited to tell Emlyn in the morning and very excited to finally be able to get some rest. The sun rose on another beautiful day in the Magic Forest, and Levi and Ivy sat waiting for Emlyn to arrive. The little chipmunk slowly walked towards them as they waited excitedly. Emlyn noticed the smiles on their faces, and the closer she got and couldn't help but smile herself.
"Did you solve the mystery?" shouted Emlyn. "Do you know where Wonder is?"
"I think we do," said Ivy confidently as she and Levi told Emlyn what they thought had happened. "You told us that you and Wonder became friends when you moved to the Magic Forest about a month ago," started Ivy. "And a best friend would never leave their best friend behind. Instead, they would do anything they could to make them feel happy and at home." "Exactly. So yesterday, Wonder remembered a very special date that was coming up and decided to throw a little party. But it had to be a surprise," said Levi with a smile. "Wonder went to the bakery and bought someone's favorite muffins, then went to the general store to buy a special card, and then went to an extra special store to get a fun gift," said Ivy, sounding more and more excited. "And all of this had to be done without her best friend because everything Wonder was doing was for her best friend," added Levi.
"But I'm Wonder's best friend," said Emlyn excitedly.
"Exactly," said Ivy. "Now follow us to the stream." The three friends ran happily through the giant forest of trees, past the sparkling waterfalls, and through the hundred of colorful toadstools until they arrived at the stream. Wonder and Emlyn's favorite place in the whole forest. And there, waiting with the biggest smile on her face, was Wonder.
"Happy 1 month friendship anniversary," called out Wonder as Emlyn ran over to her.
Wonder was surrounded by all of Emlyn's friends from the forest, along with a table full of her favorite muffins, a beautifully wrapped gift, and a card.
"Wait a minute,
This is all for me?
Asked Emlyn, crying tears of joy after seeing her best friend again and the wonderful party she had put together for her.
The piece of paper that we found with the letters E-A-S. Was that Emlyn's anniversary surprise?
Sure was,
answered Wonder.
I must have ripped my party planning list when I was here early yesterday morning, mapping out where everything would go. And of course, this is all for you. You're my best friend, and I wanted to let you know how happy it made me to meet you 1 month ago. I'm so sorry I had to keep it all a secret and make you worry so much yesterday. Levi and Ivy found me here late last night setting up for the party and told me all about what happened yesterday. I'm so sorry, Emlyn. Emlyn just gave Wonder a huge smile and an even bigger hug.
You don't have to be sorry at all. This is great, and you're great. Thank you so much, said Emlyn.
And for the rest of the morning, Emlyn, Wonder, Levi, Ivy, and all their Magic Forest friends enjoyed a wonderful party, including the elf, fairy, and chipmunk from the bakery, general store, and clothes store that had to keep Wonder's secrets from the day before. After the party was over, Levi and Ivy knew it was time for them to head off to their next great adventure.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, said Emlyn. I don't know what I would have done without you.
No need to thank us at all. It was so great meeting you and Wonder and all your forest friends, said Levi.
We're just happy we solved the case of the missing unicorn, said Ivy. Emlyn gave her new friends one last hug and ran off to play with Wonder, happy they had helped a new friend. Levi and Ivy set off for home, knowing their next amazing adventure was just waiting around the corner.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed the story and learned a little something, too.
And since we know everyone has their own story, we'd love to hear yours.
If you have an idea for a Lively Lewis story, leave a comment on our Apple Podcast review page with 5 stars, your idea, and your little one's name.
Then maybe our next adventure
will be with you.
Until our next Storytime Hangout.
Thanks for listening.
We can't wait to share another fun Lively Lewis story with you.